Welcome to a new episode of Commute Board Review. In today's episode, we're going to cover bicuspid aortic valve, aortic coarctation, and subclavian steel syndrome. Let's start. Bicuspid aortic valve usually is not a subject of direct questions, but it's usually mentioned in the body of a question most of the time, or given as a clue to make us think about aortic valve regurgitation or aortic valve stenosis. It is the most common cardiac abnormality in Turner syndrome. This can be a clue, and it usually has an ejection click followed by a soft ejection systolic murmur, best heard at the right upper sternal border. The murmur does not change with Valsalva or respiration. The big thing here that bicuspid aortic valve increases the risk of aortic regurgitation or stenosis, usually in the fourth decade of life and after. Now let's move to aortic coarctation, which is a narrowing of the aortic artery distal to the origin of left subclavian artery. This disease is usually sporadic. Patients usually young, affects males more than female, and it has a higher incidence in Turner syndrome. So that's also could be a clue. But the big clue when you read the question, you will have somebody with really resistant hypertension, really high blood pressure, and leg claudication. While reading the question, also look for the following signs: radiofemoral pulse delay and delayed and diminished femoral pulse compared to brachial pulses. When you see one of these, you got your answer. It's aortic coarctation. The murmur usually systolic, best heard over the anterior chest, and you could hear a bruit over the back. If you check the systolic blood pressure between upper and lower extremity, you could have a difference of equal or more than 20 millimeter HG. Treatment, of course, perform early surgical repair to improve quality of life and survival, and to avoid the disastrous complication that could happen, which include heart failure, intracranial hemorrhage, aortic dissection, and of course, death. Now, let's move to coronary steel syndrome. Coronary steel syndrome, basically, there is a complete occlusion or severe stenosis of the proximal left subclavian artery. There is a classic form where is this severe stenosis or occlusion right before the origin of vertebral artery, and there is the coronary steel or coronary subclavian steel syndrome where there is stenosis right before the takeoff of left internal mammary artery, and we see this mainly in CABG patients who undergo CABG with left internal mammary artery. The big clue when you read the question about subclavian steel syndrome is when we use our arm or exercise with our arm, we'll develop arm claudication and we'll develop posterior circulation symptoms like dizziness, blurry vision, vertigo. Why this happened? Because there is retrograde flow in the left vertebral artery. So the big clue, arm claudication and arm exercise triggers posterior circulation symptoms, dizziness, blurry vision, vertigo, etc. There is usually more than 15 millimeter HG difference in systolic blood pressure between right and left arm. This disease mainly related to atherosclerosis, so risk factor modification indicated for all. And sometimes, like we treat atherosclerosis, a risk factor, smoke cessation, optimal control of blood pressure, giving antithrombotic like aspirin, giving statin for hypercholesterolemia. If asymptomatic, that should be enough. Now, surgical intervention can be warranted in some cases, mainly if there is an ulcerated lesion in the subclavian artery that lead to distal embolization. So usually I doubt this will come in the question, but think about surgical intervention for subclavian stenosis in subclavian steel syndrome if there is mentioning of distal embolization. Otherwise, it's medical management with risk factor modification and no other intervention. With this, we come to the end of this episode of Commute Board Review. If you would like to download a written content of this episode, please visit our website, commuteboardreview.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode.